All right, so what we're going to do next is we're going to show you guys. Now, we've learned how to shoot like this, right? You can shoot every day. You have it with you all the time. Now, if you want to take a step up and have a professional or a prosumer, really easy to put together studio. This is one back here. So we're going to get up and we're going to go to the back, and I'm going to show you how that's set up. Am I good for audio here? All right. No, just feedback from here. Yeah, gather around. Any kind of solid background, you're not going to have any kind of interference, people looking around, seeing what else is going on. However, you can also set this up in your living room, your office. You don't have to have a plain background. Something that's non-distracting, something that keeps that's going to keep your professional image. That's what we're really going for. Let's turn this off and I'll show you guys what this is. So this has 5 light bulbs in it. We can leave this on all day if we needed to. This is called a soft box. And fortunately, you can get these bulbs right at Menards. They use 42 watts each. But since they're compact fluorescent, they're daylight quality. So it's going to have a nice bright white light. And this puts out, I think, is 1,000, as you know, like 1,000 watts because it's compact CFL. Now, if you're going to try to do the same thing with your standard tungsten base, you're going to have issues with heat. This is made of plastic, and it's really flimsy material. That's why you can get it for a really good price. If you're going to do like a professional grade, you're going to be spending $1,500 or more for light kit. But this is a great starter. So you can turn on, if you want to blind anybody, if that's right. You can turn on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at a time. That's what you want. So sometimes you're going to see these, and they have one bulb in it, one large bulb. You don't want to get that kind. What happens is you can't get them in town. The bulb's expensive, and if you break it, you have to wait or you have to order online. Those bulbs are about $40 a piece. These ones are about $8 to $10 a piece, and if one goes out, guess what? You can keep shooting. Does that make sense? So you want at least 2. There's also 3-point lights. So 3-point would be, you have 2 in front of you, and you have 1 behind you. So if I had a dark, remember Susie Orman, you have a dark background, and you're wearing dark clothes, you want to have light shining on the back of you. So it's kind of like a nice outline, a silhouette of light. And so you can get these online, which would have 3 in them as well. Any questions about light kit? Keep it really simple. Build as you go. Once this is not enough for you, go ahead and take a step up for more lights.
So you said the light behind, does that mean the background should be lit, or there should be a light behind you?
On you. So these right here, they're soft boxes. It's very diffuse light. It's not like the movie lights that are really like a spotlight where you have a harsh shadow. We really don't have harsh shadows here. And I recommend with the soft box, shoot with this on. If you want more light, get more lights. But this is going to be too harsh for you to have this off. So once we turn this back on, you can see what the shadows are like when I stand here. They're pretty. Can you really see the shadows?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm keeping it right here at like 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Some people may feel that that's a little flat, so it's evenly lit on both sides. So if I have someone turn off half the bulbs over there, like turn off 2. There's a little more light over here, and a little less over here. Has a little dimension. So there's 3 in a 3 light kit. You have your fill light, which is over here. You have your key light, and then your back light. So the key is the brightest light. Your fill light is filling in the shadows that this would leave if there was no light here. That's your fill light. And your back light, again, that's to shine on you. You can shine on the background if it's going to keep you separated from the background. So we did a video in our studio, and we have a brown curtain, and we were mutating, and Keith has dark hair, and he was on there, so what we had to do was spill light onto his hair. So his dark hair, it did look like, so you saw his face. Remember, Susie Orman, you have face, and then background with, you really don't see any definition in your hair. Okay?
We'll see if we've got our time.
The next thing, we talked about background, we talked about lights. multiple bulbs, compact fluorescent, and make sure that they are daylight bulbs. Make sure you match them, so don't get one bulb with a different color. So you have mixing color temperatures, which means you're gonna have a little bit of yellow here, a little bit more white here. You wanna make sure they're all the same. So this right here, obviously we have a tripod, but we have a mount. Every camera has to have a mount to a tripod. This one is with the suction cup. And then you can clamp in your notes right there, as we demonstrated earlier. Very simple tripod, try to get a 60-inch, get that high enough. This is a really old one. I got this one 21 years ago. And it was an expensive one then, but you don't really need that now. This was heavier cameras. This is all lightweight. You can, someone pick this up, feel how heavy that is. It's extremely lightweight. Materials are plastic because it doesn't heat up that much. So when I was shooting commercials, we would have to break up the power to different circuits because there's so much light and it would get really hot for the camera. So I can shoot a lot of takes, I can shoot a bunch of videos all at once, batch my recordings, and I didn't get hot and start sweating, it didn't heat up the room so bad. Okay. So we have microphones. This is a shotgun style microphone. You can get this on eBay, you can get this on Amazon. What it does is it has a very extremely focused pickup pattern. So you point it exactly where you want to go and you don't hear the surroundings. So this is great. You can hold this in your hand too if you want to do it like on-screen interview. You have a lot of sound around you, but it's just going to pick up right in front of it. So this, what I like to do is keep it right off the camera. You can even bring it up higher, but when you're testing it, tip it up like this and see where, now we see it on camera, bring it down a little bit. You don't want to see that, otherwise it's gonna break the illusion of you know, this being not a production. So right. People see that or they see the reflections of the lights or something like that, they're gonna see that it's production. We also have a lavalier microphone.
There's two functions.
Yes, there's the tele, which is very focused, then you have the normal, which is more of a wider range. This is about $60, $50, $60. And then we have one of those microphones that we show people.
The lavalier
microphone. I'll just give you the model number here. It's Audio-Technica ATR-55. This one here is the Audio-Technica 3350. So this is about $25, $30. You can get this online as well. Just clips on. You want to make sure if you have long hair that your hair is not brushing against it. You want to make sure that it's not touching your clothes, otherwise it's going to pick up. You want to clip it up here, so if you're talking and you look over here, it's going to be really quiet. And it gets really loud when it gets really quiet. So put it right about here. And with the iPhone, there's an app I'm going to show you that has a level meter, so you can see how quiet or how loud it is. So really simple stuff.
We have some of those for sale here too. If you're interested in looking at it or purchasing one today.
Next, let's talk about an app for iPhone, iPad. There's one app that I recommend just because I've used it so much and it's so versatile. It's called Filmic Pro. F-I-L-M-I-C Pro. It is $4, I believe it's $4. And unlike the standard app that you use with your camera, you can lock in settings. So I don't know if you noticed when you were holding it out like this, as you moved around, it get bright and dark. I'm going to show you how you can set this up. You can set up your focus, your exposure, or how bright you want the picture, and then your white balance. You're telling the camera, this is white. So if you have mixed light from outside, you have mixed light from here. Like right now we have mixed light. These are different color temperatures than this down here, so you're gonna get a little bit of yellow in there. So let's set this up. I need a volunteer to be on camera.
Not all of you should rush in. All right,
yeah, one here. And stand back on the X. It's always good to have an X, so you can always come back for your second, third, fourth take, and it's still, there you go, you can focus on that, right? Alright, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab this. This is, it's reticle. This is reticle, this is reticle. It's basically what you touch and you move around. And this is for your exposure. Notice how when I put it on the white, it's really dark. But if I put it over here, it might get too bright. See that? How it pops like that? What I have to do is on someone's chin or on their neck. So let's move that. So you get kind of a happy medium there. And then once you have that, you push the button and lock it in. You focus on the face. It's focusing, now let's lock it in. Now it's not going to pop back and forth focusing when someone moves. Now the white balance, what you want to do is capture the ambient light. You have this light here, that light there. It's not going to be perfect because we don't have it all matched up. Can I have you hold this in front of your face? There we go. And we're excited for the camera. That is white. All right, so otherwise, if you don't do that, you may have a yellowish tinge or a bluish tinge, depending on what type of lights you're using. And so this one you can just see here. Right, can I have you say something?
Sure, I'll be glad to. All of you need to go to theeasybible.com today, buy 50 copies, half price.
Okay, so as he was talking, you saw this. Anybody see this right here? This little meter? That's telling you what your volume is. It's your volume meter. And that's really important. So if you're recording, and you use this app. How about now if you talk?
Okay. If you want the price, you go down to $4.50 to buy 100 copies.
Okay, so notice there was no audio signal there. That's important. You could have a really great tape and there's no audio and then get a really bad. So, hit record. You have this little counter here. When you're done, you hit stop. And that's copying to the camera roll. I know this is really tiny for you, I'm sorry, but this is the size of the iPhone. iPad's a little bit bigger, but I don't have an iPad mount with me right now. So we go to see how that's HD? And play it back a little bit. Alright, so there's our clip. Touch this up here. There we go. See how that turned yellow? Now it's in trim mode. You trim out everything you don't want. This is just the iPhone, so you're just watching the video. I'm going to have a hard time doing it from this angle. But basically, you touch the end, it turns yellow. Touch the other end, and you can get rid of your head and tail that you don't want. You kind of like going up to touch it, and to start it, and touch it to stop it. And then, you can upload it directly to YouTube there. That make sense? Now, to use any of these microphones, you need to have this adapter. You can get this at one place. That is the only place I trust. Thank you.
Sure.
One place I trust is KV Connection. You can get these on Amazon, you can get these on eBay, but the thing is, there's circuitry in here, so it's not just a standard cable, so there are circuits in here. It's iPhone mic adapter.
Do those work with other droids?
If you go to kvconnection.com, you can put your phone in there, and they'll tell you what the connection is in you. That's setting it up. There's really not much to it. So if you keep your lights at 10 and 2, and if you feel like it's too bright on one side, you watch it, play it back, watch it, turn off a couple lights. You don't have to move it back and forth now, because you can turn off just a couple lights in it. Any questions about the setup? You can get them on eBay. The thing about getting the lights is there's different kinds. Like I said, there's the five lights, there's the one light. I recommend the five lights. And they're pretty much made in China, and they go by a lot of different name brands, and you got to kind of watch out what you get. So go look at the reviews, make sure they have decent reviews on them. I like it, I really like it, they don't even make it, or they change the name and I can't find it. So this is the kind I recommend.
Yes. What do you recommend in terms of sound for when you're using the shotgun mic? Or are you just using two lapel mics if you have an interview situation?
That's a good question. Yeah, you can do interview and you can use two lapel mics and then run them into a Y connector and then that Y connector into this adapter. I know it's kind of a little funky, but the thing is, it works. And if you get one person is louder than the other, just slide the one down if one is overpowering the other person, so just get a little bit further away from your voice. That's the way to do it, unless you want to buy a mixer and that adds another complexity, you can do it that way too. That's how I've done it. We had three people on camera. I was interviewing, and then there was Keith and Fiona. That's in the mobile video ignition course, where we show how to set those up for one person, two people, and three people on camera. And you can do it with two lavalier microphones. Any other questions about the setup or were you putting together a studio?
What was the microphone again?
This one right here, they're both Audio-Technica. And this is the ATR-55. I think they have a different name for it now. It's an older one. It's the same mic, but they changed it to 3360 or 3350. Just type in Audio-Technica and then shotgun mic and you'll see it. It's about $50, $60.
What's curious about, there's another paradox here, which is that the best use of money as a motivator is to pay people enough to take the issue of money off.
Okay. Yeah, how many of you have seen these scribe videos? People are watching, waiting for the next thing that's going to be drawn. And this was, is it Dan Pink that did this drive? So they did this and they have 9 million views on it. It was just a talk he did. They just they're repurposing it. So they could have that talk as audio. They may have a video format of it, but they decided to do this. And this was the thing that went viral, not a talking head of him doing a lecture. And the TrueScribe does this. Friends of ours do this right in town. YouTube Simple Syndication, we just talked about that. Video syndication services. Now, there's a lot of service. Whoops, let's go back one. So a lot of services out there where you upload your video to it and then they share it on a bunch of different sites. The most well-known one is Traffic Geyser, because not only does it use your videos, but it also breaks out the audio from it, posts it onto iTunes, and I think it can do a couple other things for podcasts. That Traffic Geyser, I think, is $100 a month. And Easy Web Video, a couple friends of mine put this together. And we talked about it, and they beat me to the punch. They made an app that does this. So if you have an iPhone, you can shoot your video and then say, I want it on these 9 video sites. And it's an app. That's really cool. Right from your iPhone, you can syndicate it out to 9 sites. You want to see what one of these looks like? Let's look at... and Traffic Geyser, if you want to just check it out, it's $1 for the first month. You can try it out if you want. This is Hay Spread. Let's see here. Mass Distribute. They have it. Blip, Daily Motion, Facebook Page, Metacafe, MySpace, Photo Bucket, VO, and YouTube. Which is the one you want to concentrate on? YouTube. It has the most pull. But what this does is it gives you links back. So each one of these here is just another instance of your video being out there. There's some talk about duplicate content. So if they see the same video on lots of different sites, then Google may or may not start changing their algorithms. It's still kind of up in the air. But they want to serve content that is unique. And guess what? They own YouTube, so they have the power to do that. Put your stuff on YouTube. Transcription. I don't do my own transcriptions. I type way too slow. So your transcription basically is word for word what you're saying. They take out the ums and ahs, and they can upload that to YouTube as a closed caption. You guys want to see how that's done or just... Yes? No? Okay. YouTube does have its own closed caption that it does automatically, but it's really bad. If I go to, let me go into channel.
Hey, thanks for stopping into my YouTube channel. I want to just let you know of some of the really cool stuff we've got going on here. See, my name is Matthew Peters, and I've been a mobile video expert for the last couple years, but I've been in video production for the last 21 years. And
cool thing about your closed captions, your transcripts you upload, Google searches all that stuff. That's more content. If you want to, you can also copy it and paste it in as your description. If it's really long, then it won't take it. It only takes so many characters. But if you turn on closed caption on some of your first videos you put up, it's going to be really funny what Google comes out with, because it's sometimes it's not even close, because they run it through their engines that basically try to figure out what it is you're saying. So it's searching for more relevance. So how do you do that? You go to, you're in your video, go to, across here, down, captions. So you have an English one right here. Machine transcript, that's the one that's default with Google. You want to go to the English. That's what I had uploaded. Let's see if this, yeah, okay.
Hey, thanks for stopping into my YouTube channel. I want to just let you know of some of the really cool stuff we've got going on here.
See, I was highlighting
it. My name is Matthew Peters, and I've been a mobile video expert for the last couple years, but I've been in video production for the last 21 years.
It knows exactly where it is in the transcript, and it does a time stamp or a time code for it. this is, yes? Yes. You do an upload. So you can actually download it here, but I'm going to go into cancel. You can upload right here. Upload caption, file, or transcript. You can choose it right there. You want a plain text document, no formatting to it, no paragraphs, just keep it really plain. So you don't want to upload a Word document to it, definitely not. Yes. Mm-hmm. It may be more trouble than it's worth, though, because sometimes it's way off. Edit and format. I have someone, the woman who does my transcriptions, she edits in such a way it's a blog post. She puts the bullet points in, and she puts titles in there. The points, you know, the 3 points in my edumercial or my edulead, she has different headings for that. Articles. This doesn't have to just be for your site or for your blog. It can be for industry blogs. Provide content for other people. You also have audio from your video, right? You can convert it to MP3. Just click on vidtomp3.com. And it'll take your YouTube video and just strip the audio out of it and make it a MP3 file. The thing with these free services like vidtomp3, there are so many commercials on it. Just be careful when you click around that you're not downloading something. iTunes podcast. Did you know that having a podcast is free? I think some of you know that having a podcast is free. You can also podcast or vodcast your videos. And if you have documents, PDFs, you can put that all on an iTunes channel that's free. You can set it up with your blog so it's automatic when you upload something, it goes to iTunes as well. Blog Talk Radio. I had a radio show on Blog Talk Radio for about a year. I interviewed people and people interviewed me and stuff, and it's a completely different audience than YouTube. It's a completely different audience than iTunes. They're different circles. People like different channels or different media. So once you have your video, you can put it out on different channels. It depends on how people are digesting that information. Now this is pretty advanced, but I want you to think about something. I call this Amazonize it. You don't have this. I just put this in here. Could we have someone transcribe a talk like this today and edit and format the transcription into an ebook? I think that's possible. Repurposing. Could we know right now which height? Choose a time and place to record that works for you. It's got to be comfortable for you. If you're not comfortable, it's going to come across in your video. How you look, how you move. what you say, how you say it. Batch your recordings. Do a bunch at once. You have everything set up. And upload to YouTube immediately. So a lot of people I talk to shoot a lot of videos, especially with flip cameras or the cameras that are not connected to the web. What happens is it stays on their camera. The only time you see it again is when you try to clear space for more videos. And then you want to check for any kind of feedback. Check your account. And please respond. When people take the time to leave a comment or question, respond to it. That's that social interaction. So really, right now you have four options. You can see all of this today. You can see where video is going, where it is right now. Remember the millions and millions of social actions. Yes? Either one. Yeah, video is going to get more pull and people will see it. I'm sorry? A lot of times it's text just because of time. Mm-hmm. But the ones that I do videos for, they actually get views, which is nice too. So if you have your webcam set up already, you're right at your laptop, it's very easy to do. But then as you're doing that, remember you're putting your, this is going out to public, so you want to protect, you know, how you're being seen. So if it's, I don't know if you saw it really well, but the New York Times bestseller, Tim Ferriss, it was all orange. So you don't want that. You can control your quality a little bit. So you can either do nothing. You say, this is really cool, but it really doesn't do anything for me. You can take the strategy in the manual and do it yourself. You can have us coach you, or you can have us do it for you. Now, a lot of people, you have this huge manual here. It's got everything you need. And some people, that's great. You get started. You can hand it off to somebody in your business. You can find someone on Odesk to help you with the transcriptions, which I do. It's about $5 a transcription for a five-minute or less video. Tweaking your channel, people can do that for you. Sometimes people feel this is a little overwhelming, and they just want a little bit of help with it. That's what I do, is I coach people through it. And then also we have things that we do for people, so we do this whole package for you.